I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Louisiana Democratic Party announces their support of Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo in the 5th District Congressional race. Party Chairman Karen Carter-Peterson says Mayo has a successful record over the past 13 years for Monroe.
Mayor Mayo has done a phenomenal job in creating jobs and balancing budgets and working across the aisle to making sure things get done for the city of Monroe.
Peterson contends the field of candidates, which includes a majority of Republicans, is focused on serving only a portion of those in the district. As the only Democrat in the race, she says Mayo can reach out in a bipartisan manner.
He's running to represent all of the people in the 5th Congressional District. He's winning over voters that want someone who will put aside partisan politics and put people over politics and works for what's best for the people of the district.
Mayo had expressed concern for what he felt was lagging support by the party for any of the Democratic candidates during last fall's interim election. He says with November's ballot set, he's excited for the Central Committee's endorsement.
To me, this is a rallying cry of the party uniting itself behind one candidate, and that is our candidacy.
Peterson adds that the party plans to provide organizational and advertising support for Mayo during the campaign. Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden, who is planning on running for governor in 2015, has laid out what he thinks should be the priorities of Bobby Jindal's successor. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Souther reports on Darden's comments.
Darden said, as Louisiana's chief executive, he would never want anyone to say that he's a secretive leader.
You're going
to
see a much more transparent administration.
Darden said he and David Vitter, his chief opponent, are likely to agree on many policy issues. But the lieutenant governor says he spent his entire career in Louisiana, unlike the U.S. senator.
I think people would look at me and say this is a guy who is going to listen, who is going to do what's best for Louisiana for the right reasons.
Michelle Southern reporting.
A businessman who pleaded guilty in a New Orleans City Hall corruption case and provided key testimony against former Mayor Ray Nagin is about to learn his fate. Rodney Williams was set for sentencing this afternoon in federal court in New Orleans. He pleaded guilty in 2012 to a charge of conspiracy to commit bribery. In February, he was among those who testified against Nagin. Williams testified about $60,000 in payoffs to secure city contracts. Nagin this week began serving a 10-year sentence on charges that included bribery, money laundering, and conspiracy. The U.S. Department of Education has given $1.2 million in a grant to a special education teacher at the University of New Orleans. The money will be used by Linda Flynn Wilson to train educators who work with young children with disabilities. The five-year grant is designed to enhance UNO's early intervention program, which strives to improve the lives of disabled children from birth to 5 years of age, as well as their families. Students enrolled in the program will earn a certification or master's degree in early intervention. The KEDM weather forecast: partly cloudy skies early today, then mostly cloudy skies late this afternoon, the high today in the mid-90s, partly cloudy skies this evening with the low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy, the high in the low 90s.